Come September, more military veterans will be attending college in Massachusetts. About 2,500 students at both public and private schools will be on Bay State campuses because of the revised GI Bill. Soldiers who fought in Iraq and Afghanistan are eligible for the updated benefits for armed services members. While most vets are going to state schools, almost 50 private colleges are also offering scholarships to augment the federal benefits. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerhoff has more on the new program.
It's called the Post-9/11 GI Bill, and it's the first update to veterans' education benefits since 1944. The old GI Bill didn't cover the full cost of going to school. It didn't provide enough for housing, fees, or books. The new benefits will allow every eligible veteran or a member of their family to attend a public college or university for free for 4 years. National Guard soldiers are also eligible if they've served 3 months of active duty after September 11, 2001. At UMass Boston, that's led to a 20% increase in applications, says Kathleen Tian, head of enrollment.
And we have seen an uptick in applications at this point, but the information is relatively recently out to veterans, so many are just starting to become aware of what they have to do to qualify for the benefits.
Other UMass campuses are seeing a 12% increase. That's not because the schools are marketing the new GI Bill, but word is getting out through the Veterans Administration. Because the amount of the benefit is based on the cost of going to state schools, it's no surprise state schools are seeing the most interest from veterans. Augusto St. Silva says his phone has not stopped ringing with inquiries about the program. He's director of Veterans Affairs at UMass Boston.
I waited for this bill for 20 years, clicking my heels, can't wait for September 1st. So students will be rolling in expecting their tuition will be paid for and their housing stipend in hand.
Most of the vets at UMass who will benefit from the post-9/11 GI Bill are students who are already enrolled. Take Suzanne Salter. She's a 26-year-old Navy veteran who's studying to be a nurse. For her, the best part of the new benefits is the $1,000 allowance for books. Today, she's in the bookstore checking out what she needs for the fall semester.
The next class, this is the other one. This is $49.95, $49.95, $33.95.
Just one class 96, can require hundreds of dollars in books.
The $1,000, it really isn't enough, but anything on top of the nothing that we were getting, I think that anything is better than that. So,
this new GI Bill also covers tuition and fees for spouses or dependents. That means Shannon Sandlin, who's starting the nursing program at UMass Boston this fall, goes for free. Her husband is on active duty in the Navy.
Definitely happy to have it. It's definitely easier to have help when paying for school than to have to do it on your own. I did undergrad on my own, and it's not fun.
Almost 50 private colleges are also offering scholarships to veterans in addition to the GI Bill benefits. Tufts University is giving a $5,000 scholarship that will be matched by the Veterans Administration. Boston University is offering 20 veterans a $2,600 scholarship each semester, which will also be matched. But even with these scholarships, the new benefit won't cover full tuition and fees at most private schools, which can run more than $45,000 a year. Still, some vets can make it work at private colleges.
It works out perfect for me.
Army veteran Sean Finn is a part-time student getting a master's in business at Boston University. He also works for the university, which covers the cost of his tuition. But the GI Bill will save him money on the taxes he pays on the classes, which will allow him to finish his degree faster.
It was going to take me approximately 5 years to finish my MBA nights, which is a long road, but now I can double up on classes and I should be done in the spring of 2011, which will be 3.5 years. So I cut down about a year and a half in the length of time that I'm going to be going.
Military veterans represent a relatively small group of students at private colleges and universities in Massachusetts. For that reason, most schools aren't doing any special outreach or recognition of veterans studying with help from the new GI Bill. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerhoff.
If you want to find out if you are eligible for the revised GI Bill or to check out the benefits it offers, go to the new WBUR.org.